This is Dr. Basil Kumar, the delivery of patient Kinson, Mom Perouse, MOMPEROUSSE, delivery of 6/29/1981, and we have received a reaction by hyperactive bleeding, poor cancer, change, surgical mask, scan, and salvage, nursing, and salvage, and salvage, and salvage, and salvage, and salvage, and salvage, and heart sample, and pregnant, and short till the facility class, and pushing, and pushing, and pushing, to the cecum, patient prep. Coming out, I saw a very large pedunculated polyp noted at the 25 centimeter from the anus. It was about 3.5 centimeter in diameter. This polyp was removed in totality with the heart sample. There was no post-operative bleeding. But because of the nature of the polyp, the size of the polyp, decided to remove the stalk also. The stalk was removed with the heart stem polypectomy again. And this stalk was sent in a separate jar to see if there's any IgA dysplasia, and if that's the case, if there's invasion of the stalk. Because it created a large ulcer, so that's the post-polypectomy, even though it was not bleeding. So I put a hemoclip for adequate hemostasis for post-polypectomy in the future bleeding. And because of the nature of the polyp, size of the polyp, I did the tattooing a few folds above it, approximately 2 and 3 folds distal to this polypectomy site. So, future identification. For rectum, I have a shunt to run, please explain the reception position of the patient on top. Because by class, we have seeking number 2, fair to the equipment, number 3, a large pedunculated polyp noted at the 25 centimeter from the anus, about 3.5 centimeter in diameter. It was removed in totality. With heart stent necessity, no post-polypectomy bleeding, the polyp was sent separately. The polyp stalk site, post-polypectomy stalk, was also removed with the heart stent successfully and sent separate jar to see if there's any invasion of, if there's any IgA dysplasia invading the stalk. And number four, this was a tattoo with the black ink above and below it. The five hemorrhoids, away from the polypathology. If the polypathology comes benign, with no IgA dysplasia at all in the polyp or a stalk, then repeat colonoscopy in 6 months. If the polypathology comes out to be IgA dysplasia in the polyp or any neoplastic changes in the polyp but with no invasion, then still do the colonoscopy in 6 months. And if it looks like the IgA dysplasia invading into the stalk, which was sent separately, and if there's invasion of IgA dysplasia in the stalk, then patient will be referred to a surgeon for possible segmental resection since it was already tattooed out. Allow the patient, if the patient develops a rectal bleed, patient needs to come to nearest emergency as soon as possible for urgent emergent care. Follow up to his leadership. Please have a patient primary care provider, Dr. Glenn Charles Goodfield, and probably Dr. Farham Sadi. Their procedure was August 23rd, August 23rd. Patient talks to